Bildungsentwicklung Tanz, ein Forschungsprojekt, konzipiert, gestaltet und realisiert von Paul Vosser. Heute mit
Andreas Simon. Hello, today we are with Andreas Simon. Andreas is a dancer, choreographer, contemporary dance and improvisation teacher and dance facilitator. He has been working in the Düsseldorf and Krefeld area since 1998. He received his dance education in Amsterdam at the School for New Dance Development, SNDO, and he also has a degree in biology, which always influences his work. Driven by curiosity and joy for research and experimentation, he realizes countless dance productions with professional and amateur dancers of all ages. His great experience and dedication in working with children and young people has earned him awards and recognition. In 2011, he published Tanz ist alle, alle ist Tanz, Dance is all is dance, in Aufwachsen mit Tanz, together with Kassel, Müller, Kozubek and Bats. So, hello, dear Andreas.
Hello, Paolo.
So, would you like to add any information or correct some mistake I did by your short biography?
No, that's quite okay. It's fine. So, it says that I have big part of education part. So, I work with kids and adults. And the other one is that I'm still involved in making pieces.
Yes, great. So first of all, thank you very much for agreeing to do this interview for my platform Bildung Entwicklung Tanz, Educational Development Dance. And of course, thank you so much for your precious time. So I will start, with my first question. How does education relate to dance for you?
You mean education in general?
Yes.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if you work with your body, and I think there's always a connection between body work and mind work. So from the evolution, we worked over awareness in nature, and that makes make us intellectual and developed. So it means, first of all, I have to run to the forest and to have all the senses, and over all this I learn. And this is something else that just read a book. On the other hand, I love to read books, but both ways is quite good. Yeah.
Yes. Very nice. So, dear Andreas, I'm very happy to be able to interview you today, because your work and your practical and theoretical experience build up over the year and always driven by a great passion and curiosity with children and young people, as accompanied several generations into adulthood. Let us remember that beside your study in dance, you also have a degree in biology, a work dedicated to integration and inclusion. In fact, among your audience are children with different physical and cognitive abilities, an invaluable work, in my opinion. Yeah. Can you tell us about the artistic path that led you to focus your attention especially on young people, and how your study in biology have helped you?
In the moment, I don't bring both questions together. So I start with why working with artistical with kids. So there's a big difference between kids that if they are 6, 7, 8, or if they are 13, 14, 15, I really like if they, well, what is the German word, the English word for Hemmung? So if you learn a lot, you have to be involved in your behavior, how the society is and what is right and what is wrong. And on the other hand, if you have little playful kids, you just can say, well, we try to have fun on stage and just run. So they start already and they don't think so much what they want to say, and they don't have all these borders in the head. They just do it.
Inhibition.
Yeah.
Among them.
And also, yeah. So I see a kind of pool, and that makes it, well, moving or dancing is a language. Oh, I see this as a language. I cannot translate it in words one by one, but I can read the bodies if I see the bodies with my own body. So and this kind of it of communication is easier if you don't have all this borders in your mind. So for me it is I just like to sit there and to see how kids dance. So it's not a must that I say, well, do steps or do special movements, just how your feeling is. So I like this kind of communication. Together with the biology thing is, there as an artist, you have a discipline in this special thinking. And as a biologist, you have also a special thinking. You have to discipline in your roles in both disciplines. And sometimes I like to sit there and to look to a scene and to view it from the side of a biologist, and on the other side from the side of an artist. And then maybe bring together, maybe also not, but it tells something else if you go with disciplines in thinking on the same scene. Yeah.
Nice.
And I learned in biology that I have to sit down to look to something for 4 hours, for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks, and maybe next summer it will happen. So this is really something what you learn if you're a biologist. Yeah.
Great. And I think maybe there is also the creativity, your creativity bring the both things together. But this I never thought about. But it's a very, very nice things what you say, that biology teach you the observation, and dance also a very important component, I find. When we work with somebody, is not only just giving and tell the people what they have to do, but observe what they are and what they want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But you want to say something more? I'm very curious, because I know you're a very huge experience. What brought you to work with also with children with a different, not normative body, and the difficulties on the cognitive side?
Well, I grew up in my home. My brother is mind handicapped. So it's just normal for me to have different person. And it was not a question if I won't teach this or that school. Well, it depends what's coming up. And there's no really difference for me. If I work in a school for, I don't know the English word, for people who are sitting in a wheelchair or who are in a gymnasium, they have other handicaps, I guess.
I think feeder school or what is feeder school or special school. I don't know, I don't know also which of these two word is more correct. But yes, but of course you need, I mean, I have the honor to replace you in some places, and I know they were really, really happy with you. And of course I see the difference. I mean, I think exactly the same. I like work with people, and I don't mind how these people are, but I think it's challenging me in the sense of which information, how I have to rethink making maybe some idea easier or some idea more make more picture with this to help the children. I think you develop. I mean, I think for you it's very natural, but if you reflect a bit, how you made it? I don't know if you are.
Yeah. So what I really have to learn is that I don't start by a fixed picture what I want have in the end. So the result is really open. I cannot go in some of these classes and say, well, today we learn this and this choreography. That's impossible. So I have to work with the people, and we have to develop together show, what kind of dance or piece of performance we won't have in the end. And it takes also time for me that I accept that it is maybe also okay if we don't go on stage after 1 year. So we just worked together, and it was a good time. They learned some things. They learned maybe a lot, but they don't want to go on stage. So I have to accept that. That takes quite a lot of time for me. Yeah, because I came from stage, and then I have it sometimes in my forehead. So yeah.
Yeah, so I think maybe the hearing to you, I think the secret is being open and creative.
Yeah. So, and I'm really an old dancer, so I have a lot of experience, and that means it is also for me more and more fun to see how this kid develop for himself, and I can push it maybe in this way, or give a little bit more push in the other way. And bring everything together. So it's more kind of energy than a kind of counting or something.
Cool. Nice. So then we go to my last question. How do you think education of the body should be in the future?
Especially in the gymnasium, if I see they have to do their Abitur in 12 years, they just, everything goes in their head. And I see these kids, and sometimes they are in my classes. And it's not in, the brain work and the body work is not in balance, what I see. So for me, it should be much more body work, in a way of strength, in a way of awareness, in a way of develop your own way, and look how the link from the bodywork to all these other disciplines. So for instance, we did in primary school in Bremerhaven, Another theme, bodywork and mathematics and learn German and language and some other, but all in the same theme. And it was enormous. They learn, for instance, one theme was Earth. So they learn what it means in mathematics to understand Earth, what it means in a dance, and what it means in a language. Doesn't matter if it's English or German. So, and then they have one theme and they bring all these disciplines together and not separated. So for me in the future, bodywork, dance, sport should be a part of understanding the world.
Yes, great. I mean, there is an American study that's proved that kids that are doing dance, they were getting better in mathematics. So
yeah. Or they can sit longer afterwards or something like that.
yes. Cool. So thank you so much for your contribution. And I hope your word and sharing of your experience inspire our listener. By the way, you were moving a lot. So unfortunately, in the podcast, it's not possible to see you, but it was very nice to see all your words translated also with your body movement. And I hope this short conversation result a new connection for a free and productive exchange of knowledge, and I'm sure about this, and of course may this contribute to new discussion that enrich and improve the education system of dance and through dance. So dear Andreas, thank you very much for your time and your sharing the experience.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Das Forschungsprojekt würde durch das Förderprogramm Distanzen finanziert. Distanzen ist Teil des Hilfsprogramms TANZ, das im Rahmen von Neue Start Kultur, eine Initiative der Beauftragten der Bundesregierung für Kultur und Medien, gefördert ist.